Good morning, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, with a postal podcast for you today. How's everyone holding up? Yeah, there's a lot of rumors going around about different plants having different situations. But all I can say is I hope that and I'm sure that if there is a active situation, that the post office will ensure that all members in that plant are notified. As I look around the building again, I work tour two, so when I speak of maintenance in City Gate, the outstanding job they're doing, all I can base it on is tour two, and I would have to think that if tour two has stepped up their game to the level that they're at right now, then tour one and three should be doing the same thing, and I'm pretty sure they are. If you look around, you'll see, post office maintenance was buying hand sanitizer that had a special chemical in it that made it disappear, including the bag, if it stayed inside of the men and women bathrooms. So management went out and bought the right hand sanitizer, but this sanitizer has to be in view of the postal cameras, hint, hint, and it has to also have an additional screw in it so that it can't be, so it won't disappear. I'm trying to make light of a situation. There's the hand sanitizer in their bathrooms was disappearing. And again, under the circumstances, it's not right, but it had to be expected. So what maintenance did was they affixed all the hand sanitizer machines outside of the bathrooms, again, in view of postal cameras. So I can only say to whomever or whoever, if you have been accidentally placing that hand sanitizer inside of your bag and taking it home, you might not want to do that, because if hand sanitizer whole bags are missing and they look on the camera and find that you are the person doing it, well, that's theft. That's stealing postal property. And I'm certain that they're going to deal with you to the full extent of their authority. This morning's shout out goes out to tour two maintenance or building maintenance personnel by the name of
Rob Fagano.
AKA around on tour two, Mr. Clean. You can't miss him. He's always got a pleasant look on his face. He's got a can of Lysol, a bottle of bleach solution, and rags, and he is always more than willing to wipe down equipment, wipe down pit equipment, wipe down machines. And again,
hey Rob.
And when you see him do his job, this you can tell he enjoys what he does. So hand clap to you, my brother, and keep up the good work. What else is going on in our building? Well, the postal headquarters, has just sent out a memo asking managers, or actually directing managers, to be liberal with their leave policies. In particular, that 3189. Again, I think it's excellent when headquarters puts out this type of guidance. But as I always say, and I'm never going to get tired of saying it, the direction that we get from headquarters is usually quality direction, quality guidance. But the implementation at the levels that we work are so far from what the Postmaster General is directing, it's sad sometimes. But I say to all the employees who need to put 3189s in, which are change of schedules, and again, if you've got situations that are affected as a result of the current work environment we're in, then that should be satisfactory for you to change your schedule based on guidance that's coming out of headquarters. And again, I think headquarters recognizes that availability far outweighs productivity at this particular junction in our work environment. So if you're in a facility and personnel are requesting to change their schedules and it's not being provided, please contact your unions, contact postal headquarters, contact someone so that you just don't suffer in silence. Again, stress is already filling our everyday work at this particular time. Additional unnecessary stress, we should at all costs try to avoid that. And I'm speaking to the craft and to management. You know, sometimes it just makes me wonder if postal management will not follow the directions given to you by your superiors, and in this case, top executive CEO Megan Brennan. If postal management won't follow that guidance, then why would you be surprised when your employees don't follow your guidance? And I know that might sound kind of hard, because the end result is if we don't follow local management guidance, we're going to be put on the street. So it kind of makes us stay in line. But what makes postal management stay in line with the Postmaster General's guidance? There is the million-dollar question. And once that question is figured out, watch how this organization, as a U.S. Postal Service entity of American culture, watch how we grow. A message to postal management. Now, I don't think it's the time to try to be number one in two-day delivery. Now is not the time to try to measure your work hours against supply same period last year. Now is not that time. Now is the time for understanding and trying to put forth still a good product, just not as much of that product. We have to understand that attendance is going to get worse as we continue in this situation that we're, this worldwide situation that we're in. If you, as the agency, won't modify your expectations and your standards to the public, then you're always going to be like a dog chasing its tail, because you can't do that. You can't meet that. And what it's going to do is it's going to force you, you're going to force yourself in putting additional pressure on your employees trying to meet an expectation that's just not real. Let me share this unfortunate story, but again, hopefully someone needs to hear this, and that someone or that's those somebodies will make an adjustment. So it's not a negative spin, because I'm really focusing on hunting the good. But I got to share this with you. I am a mail handler on tour 2, and I'm on the overtime desire list. Last week, I was supposed to come in at 6 o'clock, but I came in at 4 o'clock. I came in 2 hours earlier than expected. Keep in mind, I am on the overtime desire list. Now, before I go too deep in the story, because I like to keep it 100, I was wrong, because I was told to come in at 6 and I came in at 4. And the verbal conversation I had with postal management pertaining to that, you would have thought that I broke into Fort Knox and robbed gold. Now, my point is, I am an overtime desire list mail handler, and management wants to put my work hours under a microscope while at the same time allowing casuals and MHAs to go far over 40 hours. My real point in the story is, you have a mail handler on the list wanting to work, but rather than do it the right way, and when I say do it the right way, overtime should be given to overtime desire list before casuals and MHAs. Rather than do it that way, you hinder a mail handler from working who wants to work, and you force mail handlers who don't want to work to be there. That's just, that don't make sense to me. And I know I might be that guy on Tour 2 apps, but nonetheless, we still have a contract. And let me tell you, that guy was not a positive thing when I said I might be that guy to postal management. So Columbus management, how about if you let those mail handlers who want to work, work? It gives you the opportunity to let mail handlers who don't want extra hours, it gives you that opportunity to let them go home. Real simple concept. So to maintenance in Columbus, Ohio, I guess right now you are the star. You are on center stage for 80% of the goings on in postal facilities. And again, I like to give you a standing ovation, because from what I see, and I am no more than the next mail handler, but from what I see, you have accepted this challenge of keeping postal facilities sanitized, and keep up the good work. Hand clap to the maintenance in Columbus, Ohio. And to end on a positive note, I had the opportunity to meet with the senior lead MDO, Jeff Hotchkiss, on yesterday, knowing that he was a member of the Army Band. When we build military units to deploy, the band is a very important sustainment element. So understanding that, I asked him, would he be receptive to maybe our own local superstars, the Postal Jamming Guys. I asked him, would he be receptive to them providing some musical entertainment to the employees in Columbus, Ohio? And I want to say he was very receptive. During the conversation, we had another mail handler joke that maybe he played the triangle in the band, but come to find out, he is a polished saxophonist, and he spared no expense and let me know how good he was. So we're trying to put together, or we discussed, I won't put the cart ahead of the horse, we discussed maybe having the Postal Jamming Guys do like a little music session in the post office for postal employees, again, as an attempt to boost morale. And everybody knows the Postal Jamming Guys, Tony Berkheimer on bass and a lot of other things, and guitar extraordinaire Dave Brantley on the lead guitar. I also asked,
what about the menu?
Maybe
what about the menu?
That the plant manager, if the senior lead MDO would bring his saxophone and maybe join in on a little jam session for the postal employees. Well, again, we discussed it, and he seemed very receptive to it. So hopefully we can get that together in the next couple of days, just attempting to find that silver lining in a dark cloud. This is Ken Hodge with a Postal Podcast saying have a great day, let's stay safe, and let's be aware.